Podcast Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi, joined by my co-host always, Olivia.
For the past two episodes, Rashmi and I have been going in depth about stocks, probably the most volatile investment out there. And because of this volatility, it's near impossible to figure out when the value of the stock is going up or down.
But don't worry, not all hope is lost. Although we can never make a 100% accurate prediction, we can still use certain indicators to help us come to a better decision on when to invest in or pull out.
In today's interconnected world, global events have a significant impact on various aspects of our lives, including stock markets.
From the pandemic to national disasters to international sporting events, it can create uncertainty or even confidence in the market.
That uncertainty or confidence in the market that Rashmi is mentioning can sway the price levels of stocks indirectly, whether that's positively or negatively.
Exactly. This is why today we will be focusing on major global events which have occurred in the past that affected the stock market.
By going through several of these, you'll be able to see how interconnected the world is in general in order to see what patterns affect financial markets.
So, one major global event that shook the stock market was in June 2016 when the UK decided to leave the European Union. This was known as Brexit, combining two words, Britain and exit, which is pretty smart, I'd say. Olivia, could you go into why this was such a big deal?
Well, Britain has always been an economic powerhouse and played a huge role in the EU overall. When they decided to leave, there was a sharp sell-off as investors grappled with the uncertainty that Brexit brought. Markets hate uncertainty, and that day we saw the impact in full force.
For sure, and this uncertainty affected a variety of sectors that in turn affected the stock market, right?
Exactly. If we think about it from a trading perspective, you would see that at the time, companies with significant exports to the European Union and those with multinational operations faced uncertainty about future trade agreements and the potential for increased trade barriers.
Right, and because of these possible trading barriers, a lot of investors in these multinational operations lost confidence and decided to sell off their shares.
Correct. The market is highly dependent on if the investors decide to keep investing or pull out.
Now, if we were investors when this event occurred and were well aware of the situation, we would realize to pull as soon as possible because we know the implications of the UK leaving.
I agree with that. Because of that, we would be able to avoid losing the money we invested by making an educated prediction based on what was happening in the world at that time.
Yeah, but now we have a question. How would we know when to invest back in?
That's an awesome question, but it's important to emphasize that in situations like this, we're only making an educated guess on what might happen. There's never a 100% guarantee of making the right decision. So going back to your question, as negotiations progressed, positive developments such as the agreements on the UK-EU trade and cooperation agreement in December 2020, those types of things provide clarity on certain aspects of future relationships, which are times when you might feel more confident about reinvesting.
Yeah, and so one of the key points in the agreement was how they would eliminate tariffs and quotas on goods traded between the UK and EU, which ensured that there would be no taxes on imports or exports for most goods.
Another one addressed the issue of fisheries, determining the access of the EU and UK fishing vessels would have to each other's waters. It outlined a gradual phasing in period for changes to fishing quotas.
And with this agreement, it showed that there's a high chance of having a stability in the market, increasing confidence back into the companies like Olivia mentioned earlier, and eventually the prices of stocks as well.
Let's go into a fairly recent one that everybody knows about, the COVID pandemic in 2020.
This was definitely a time that everyone couldn't wait to be over. I certainly was sick and tired of being cooped up in my house.
Yeah, I get that, but did you know that being stuck in the house also has financial implications that affect the stock market?
Well, that was a great segue, Olivia.
Yeah, but it's true. With lockdowns and social distancing measures in place, consumers change their spending behavior. I mean, we can all think about the toilet paper shortages. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the sectors dependent on consumer spending, such as retail, entertainment, and leisure, experienced significant declines in stock prices.
This makes sense because not everyone was going outside, so they would most likely spend less. And also, travel and hospitality industries were also among the hardest hits. Airlines, hotels, and tourism-related businesses faced cancellations and a dramatic drop in demand as people avoided travel. Even the energy sector suffered due to a decline in demand for oil and gas. Travel restrictions reduced industrial activity, which led to decreased consumption, and it also caused a significant drop in oil prices.
The indicators help you figure out what industry you should be investing in or pull out if you're already investing in them.
But why would I want to be investing in a time period like the COVID pandemic? Wasn't every industry being affected negatively?
Well, not every industry. While some sectors struggled, technology and healthcare experienced positive impacts. Technology provided remote work solutions, and e-commerce services often saw increased demand, while healthcare companies were at the forefront of the pandemic response.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. And since there is an increased demand for them, the value of them also goes up.
Exactly. It's all about knowing what the population collectively needs and how that might impact markets.
All right, let's do one more. Let's talk about the tsunami and earthquake that happened in Japan in 2011. And yes, even natural disasters can affect the stock market.
This one is probably the most interesting one because it really goes to show how connected everything really is.
Definitely. With Japan being a major player in global manufacturing, they witnessed widespread disruptions in its production facilities. The impact was felt globally as many industries depended on Japanese suppliers for components and parts.
Yes, specifically the automobile industry. A lot of the car companies that many people have, like Honda, Toyota, Subaru, Nissan, and so many others are from Japan. Because of this disaster, the global automotive industry experienced shortages of critical components and thus negatively affected the stock prices of all of these companies.
Now, after all of these scenarios, the common theme that that's crucial for everyone to take away is the importance of being socially aware. If you are not in touch with the events going around you, you might miss opportunities to grow your money or even avoid losing money.
That's really true. It's important to have a news app on your phone or a website bookmarked on your laptop or an email sent every day with updates on the world because that's how we stay informed.
My personal favorite is probably Yahoo Finance because it gives all the information you can possibly ever need on various sectors and news that will impact those sectors.
For me, I like having a quick 5-minute read in the morning where I get an email from the Wall Street Journal or any other newspaper or something like that that tells me everything that I need to know about major world events.
Hopefully you guys took something away from this episode. That's all for this episode of Community Corner Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.